So what do you think that what would be the ideal situation in your life for doing anything? What do you think? You are in college, you are in work, you go to office, you go to colleges, you go to tuitions, whatever you do, what would be the ideal thing of your life to do? The thing which you actually want to do. I just want to ask you this, because what I feel and what I have been doing after observing myself, the kind of person I am, and the kind of thing I actually like, that it's very hard not do the thing you actually like. And after talking to you, after talking to a lot of you peoples, and the kind of energy you guys have, but somehow or the other, the kind of foundation which you have created in your life, it's not you have created the foundation, the situation which you have around yourselves. Maybe you guys have stuck in the corporate world, you don't know how to get out of that, you do to the college but you hate that, and you don't like to go, but still just for taking as a responsibility which you have, which you actually got from your family members, and you think that no, I have to do this, otherwise what they will think, they're going to criticize, they're going to talk about myself, so for them, for their sake, you got to do that. So I want to tell you one thing. I know I'm just saying this too many times that I want to tell you one thing, but this is actually very important. Right now you are doing for their sake, for their likes, they want you to do that, and you doing it. But the problem is, let it down in your life. Whenever you see someone doing that, you're going to feel bad inside you. Don't you think that? Because it's my personal experience. Like, before coming to this industry, I was a sport person. Like, I used to play cricket. I gave my 10 years in cricket. And do you know that how it feels when you can't achieve a thing which you love so much? I gave my everything for cricket. I gave my everything. I still feel happy or bad at the same time. Whenever I see my friends, they're playing at such a level and they're doing amazing, I feel really happy for them. But I also feel regret in me, because I was so dedicated. I was so loved in that sport. And I wanted to do everything. I wanted to give everything. And I actually did. But I couldn't get that. I couldn't get that. You know that how it feels when you love something so much and you don't get. And the people with you, those who are doing it, they are getting it. Even that's hurt more. It's human nature. We can't say that I have a jealousy of them. No, it's human nature. It's come something from inside. We all have that. But this is not the thing which I have to create. I start creating problem for him, because this is something for me. So, what I would like to tell you, I was so dedicated in that cricket, I wanted to give my everything. And due to that, I haven't achieved that. A point came into my life that where I have to decide, like whether I have to continue or have to move to something else. Because I was into fitness, very used to do fitness. So that was the interest, that was the fitness thing was there in that sport which helped me and dive me into this field. Yeah, and here I started working out. I still have the same passion for the cricket, but that passion was transformed in this field, and right now I feel really good. I just, when I do my workout, I feel that I'm doing what I like. And now this thing has become something that I can't imagine to live without doing it. Because this is, I like to do almost every day. You guys have no idea that I have never missed my workout. I always try to give my 100%. Every time I go to gym, I try to give my 100%. I try to give my 100%. Because this is something I really like, which I really want to do. And that's why I always give my best. There are many things which you guys don't know about it, that how I'm taking this and how I'm continuing this. But the reason of being telling you all this thing, that no matter what problems comes in your way, problem would be always there. If you anyhow manage one problem, you will find, and after couple of days you were having another problem. So it's a human life. You will have problem over and over again, and this is how your life will go. But I would suggest that the thing you actually like, no matter whether you succeed or fail, that's the secondary part for me. I don't know what's your perspective on that, but the thing you actually like, you have to do it. Whether you succeed or lose, you have to do it. Because that is the thing which make you happy from inside, not from the outside. You have been seeing that people get ready, people go out to impress others. But do they actually feel happy inside? No. If you take the example of clubbing, you will find the people are going to clubs, having party. Even I have some friends, they go to clubs, they do this party. But whenever I talk to them, I feel that they are not happy from inside. Because if you observe the person, the way he's talking, the way he's talking about himself, and if you look at his life, that you will find that he's doing party, but like, does he actually happy from inside? Does that party making him happy? I don't think so. Because after talking to them, I don't think so. I'm not getting that vibe that they're really enjoying that situation, the gold moment of their life, but they're having amazing things. Like, they're doing partying, but they're having their own worlds, their own tensions. So what I suggest that no matter what you like, it could be a small thing, it could be a big thing, whether you like to throw a stone, whether you like to just sketch, whether you like to do painting, whether you like to just go for a walk, just do it. Just do it for yourself, because no one's going to do it for you. You the one, you have to do which you like. And that's what I have learned so far. Nobody's going to stay with you forever, because it's your own journey. You have to go alone. Even your parents, even the person you love, he or she going to leave you soon. But the only thing which remain with you is the thing you actually like. And that's all I became. And I'm able to be and continue the sports things which I have in me. That's all because of the love I have for myself. I really love myself, and I really love those things which is actually associating, which is actually connected with me. So this is the exact thing I want to share, that no matter how you feel, ups and downs, do it. Do it without worry that what people will think. Don't give a fuck to them, because they don't know that what great thing you are doing actually. The thing you are doing is actually great and amazing. You are doing an amazing thing, no matter whether you're earning a lot of money. And if you do something for yourself, I trust you. And I may give you this belief that it can give you a lot of things, man. You don't have an idea. We all have that misconception that when it's come to follow a passion, when it comes to follow the thing you actually like, you have to give everything away. No, it's not like that. If you be honest, if you do the best of your, you're going to get out of this a lot. And we have been witnesses, and I have seen in my life till now that it's work. So I want you to understand this. Please do what you like. Don't give a fuck what they think. Just give a fuck to what you think, because that's the only thing matter the most. If you like to have alcohol, just go and have it. If you like to go on a walk, just go and go. Just go and do it. If you like to talk to a person, but knowing that you're not going to talk, just go and talk. Let's see how you react. Sometimes we create an imaginary perception that if I go to the person and I will talk, he is so rude, he's not going to reply me. But because we have created a negative impact without talking to him, let's go and approach the person and just have a talk. Just do it. The outcome is not in your hand. It's all about trying. The way you try, the best you try, the best out of you get. And it's all about continuity. The continued, if you try continuously, you will definitely get it. So try and just do it. Try and just do it. And this is what I love, and this is going to be your time. If you try, because this is try and tested theory. It's have already proven in the textbook. the only thing you guys don't know. So just try and think. This time is called mission critical. You have to understand it's a mission critical which you have to fight with yourself. So hope you have liked this. Just give a thumbs up and do let me know what you think actually on about yourself. What do you think about yourself? Let me know in the comment section. Bye-bye.